I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Was the SAVE Act, right? Which was literally... administration to rig our democracy so that it would be hard for any Democrat in any state to win any election, and disenfranchise all married women in the meantime, by the way. And just, you have to show your birth certificate at the polls if you have a married name.
Well, that is the cry from the left, that if we have this Save America Act, Democrats will never win anything ever, ever again, because they won't be qualified to vote because they'll have to show their ID. It's not like you have to give away your firstborn to vote. Come on. But if you listen to their nonsense, as you were listening then to Michigan Senator Slotkin, we won't be able to get anything done anymore. They're going to continue to beat that drum. And they're going to continue to demean members of their own party, the minority members, especially if they're black. And, of course, they're pointing out, what if you're newly married and you haven't changed your name officially? Or you have, and yet your voting record shows the old. You got time to correct it. You've known this was coming. It's not done yet. But it would be done in time that you would have adequate time to change and make sure you are quite eligible. And you can always file and vote, and it would be put aside, often to be opened up and counted, depending upon the state rules. And, of course, you've got federal rules involved as well, if later there's determined there's a need for a recount or re-verification. It is a chicken little sky falling scenario the Democrats like to prey upon. And for those unknowing and willing to slurp up whatever milk is thrown in the floor for them, they buy it without question. It's like with this program. I never tell you to simply accept what I tell you. If you have questions and you have doubts, fire away. Do your own digging and interpretation. You can always email me. My email is open for anyone. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. Open to all your criticisms, your complaints, your issues. Oh, and by the way, honestly, I will also accept praises, even if you don't have them. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. Today, we had members of the Supreme Court testifying in front of Congress, a rare appearance, Justices Kagan and Barrett. And they were testifying on basically trying to get more money, mostly to protect the Supreme Court members. In fact, they told Congress that the Supreme Court needs millions more for security. I think we look around at today's world, we certainly understand that. When we have members of our own Congress, like Chuck Schumer, standing on the steps of the courthouse after the Roe v. Wade overturns, shouting out, "You will rule the day," basically making a threat to members of Congress. When we have direct threats carried of court of the justices, when we have a direct attack effort against Judge Kavanaugh, as we did, and I'm not talking about just protecting, quote, conservative constitutional justices. I'm talking about protecting each member of the U.S. Supreme Court, even if they don't know if they're a man or a woman. Justice Jackson, you know I'm talking to you. So here we are in the second hour of Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. We deliver news, analysis, commentary, and education. You will leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we begin that hour. And reminding you, if you miss any program, You can pull it up as a podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnersUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, or search any podcast outlet you want. For Larry Connors USA, you will find it. And when you do, listen or watch it later time, I simply ask that you push share. Send it on to others. You are our multiplying factor, and I appreciate it. And let me remind you again, I was driving in today, and I was actually listening to the station on one of our FM signals. We have two great FM signals, but we are limited by the FCC as to how far they can reach. So if you live outside the range, I don't care. Your radio is not going to pick them up. But today coming in, because of atmospheric conditions, which often occur during this time of year, our signal was being stepped on by another station. And so our signal was on and off. Couldn't finish listening to the Mike Ferguson show because of it. But I switched then to my app on my phone, and you can get one too, absolutely free. News Talk STL, get the app from your local app store. You don't go buy this. It's electronic purchase. Download it onto your phone for free, and then you push that, and I play it through the Bluetooth operation in my car. It's a digital signal. Atmospheric conditions will not affect it. I am glad I was listening to the direct radio signal on the way in, because I was wondering how much interference we're getting from other stations. Now, of course, I have a question if maybe they're exceeding their power, which you're not supposed to be. But if you give them the benefit of doubt, it's that time of year for atmospheric conditions. Get the app, News Talk STL. Put it on your phone. And you can listen digitally free at no cost to you wherever you are. And I mean wherever you are. I have friends in Europe from time to time I hear from, and they listen to the program using the app. All right, getting back to this issue of trying to deal with the SAVE Act, basically, we want to protect our elections. We want to make sure legal citizens are allowed to vote, but illegal citizens not allowed to vote, although states, cities, and counties may allow illegals to vote in various local elections. But when it comes to federal elections, we want to make sure our election integrity is preserved. That's the whole issue. But the Senate is too weak, even though we have a Republican slim majority as it is in the Senate. We got senators that are a little wishy-washy. And we've got the filibuster. Ohio Congressman Jordan.
I do think if it's a straight up or down vote on photo ID, you could get enough Republican senators to vote for it. You just can't get to that question because of the filibuster. So there are a handful, it looks like, Republican senators who will not vote to ever get rid of the filibuster. I think we know what's going to happen. If Democrats ever get control, they're going to do it. Yep. So it seems like if that's going to happen, or if that might happen, we should probably stop it now and put in place these safeguards to make sure our elections are fair, our elections are honest, our elections are the way supposed to be. But short of that, I don't know how we're going to get it done. We can try to put some incentives on the reconciliation package that will push states and encourage states to do it. But other than that, I'm not sure how we can get there if the senators won't ever deal with this filibuster.
And that's a key point. If they're not going to deal with it, we just have to hope and pray that we can get an honest election. Look, if I run a race and I'm legitimately beat by someone who's better than me, that's the way it is. Of course, if you're a girl running a race and you're running against a man claiming to be a woman, that's not fair. And if the clock is adjusted to count me as 10 seconds slower than the person I beat, then that's not fair. It's that simple. We're talking about fairness. But my God, the backlash from the Democrats such as Hakeem Jeffries.
No, I think there are two current members of the DSA that are part of the House Democratic Caucus out of 215. That number may grow to four.
Are you concerned at all about a primary challenge in 2 years from, you know, a Mamdani endorsed candidate?
When you ask me a serious question, I'll give you a serious answer.
He has just proven that he cannot even hold the line in his own backyard. How can he possibly defend against the Marxist march around the country in these other districts? Zora and Mondami and AOC and Bernie Sanders have just taken full control of the Democrat Party of what was left of it.
That was House Speaker Mike Johnson talking about Jeffries and his remark. And Jeffries, of course, was asked a question about, what if you get primaried inside your own party, which he's likely to be. I think at that point, then Jeffries will be shouting, I want to make sure we have free, fair elections, because he knows the game. He knows the game plan, and it will be used against him and oust him from power by the Democrats who are basically feeding off of each other. And not the Democrats so much, but the radical Dems. Ken Williams, who's the producer of the Vic Priscilli Show, sent me a bite of Sandy Pouse when she was dealing with Dominion. If you recall, she, along with Giuliani, were questioning the results of Trump's last election. Remember that? And she got hit with a big lawsuit by Dominion and all kinds of threats against her and Giuliani. But I want to go back to what she had to say about Dominion voting and who was controlling it. And Dominion voting was involved in counting votes in our federal election.
It makes me wonder, where in the world is our FBI and our Department of Justice? And I'm frankly very concerned that this entire system was originated likely by the CIA and maybe even given to Venezuela years ago, or seeded in different places, that it wound up with Venezuela, which started the Smartmatic and Dominion companies. And the only reason they have a Boca Raton address here in the United States is to try to make them seem like a United States company. But they're not. They're owned, run, and were organized and created by Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez with his dirty money and the dirty money of the Cuban communists, to ensure he had won every election after it was used. One of our witnesses was a direct, firsthand, personal observer of all of that, received the briefings on how it all worked, saw it work in the control room for election after election, and has given us detailed affidavit to explain it all.
Now, that was Sidney Powell talking about how the 2020 elections were, in her words, rigged with the help of Dominion voting, which was basically owned by Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. I called or texted her earlier today to see if I could get her on the air today. And she said, I'm sorry, I'm busy putting out fires here. And she said, I really can't talk about Dominion at all. They basically have crushed her ability to speak out. There was a settlement of some type, and that probably involves a NDA on exactly what took place. But I would really love for her to be in a position to speak out directly about where we stand today with voting integrity on the line. We might still be able to do it. We just have to work around the issue with Dominion itself. In the meantime, Iran, are you listening? I know you are. I know you are. I know the mullahs listen to Larry Connors USA. You need to expect more U.S. strikes. President Trump making it clear, we will not stop until we get full compliance.
So we have them in a position that they don't have any military. There's not a thing they can do about it. All they have is fake news, because they have the fake news would rather see us lose the war than win the war, which is really treasonous in a certain way. So we're doing another very major attack tonight. They want to make a deal. They came back. We made a deal 2 days ago, and they want to make a deal. They've been negotiating for 47 years,
but
nobody's ever hit them militarily. We're hitting them very hard. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much.
Now, can you imagine what it's like to be in Iran, anywhere near some of the facilities we've been hitting? And that would be where they're storing some of their missiles, their drone sites, and things of that nature, or production of them. I want you to listen to a clip that was taken while those missiles were striking in Iran.
Ya Allah, you! Ya! Ya Allah!
Ya קשות בנבטים, אחי. נפילות קשות בנבטים, שומע?
Whoa. You can imagine, where are you going to run? Where are you going to hide? All you could do, like we were presenting in our first hour, duck and cover. When kids were told back in the 50s, in case of a nuclear attack, get under your desk, duck and cover. Oh, did you miss that story? Our story behind the story? Did you miss that? Pull up the podcast. I know you can't listen all the time, but I guarantee you, you listen to that, and many of you will be reminded of what you were doing on those early years right after the end of World War II, and many of you too young to know that would realize what was happening. But are these attacks going to be enough that we're carrying out now? Kansas Senator Marshall says, no, we've got to take an extra step.
I do think we're going to have to bomb dual use, dual purpose type of targets, whether it's refineries or bridges where munitions are being built. Whenever you start doing that, then civilians are going to die, just like they did in the forever wars of the Gulf Coast. Hundreds of thousands of civilians probably died in the Gulf Wars. I don't want that. But here's this terrorist organization that's irrational, religious, irrational terrorists, call them what you want to. But why won't they capitulate? It makes no sense to anybody. I'd been hopeful, but I'm not as hopeful today as I was a month ago.
Yeah, not likely. In the meantime, Trump is announcing that Iran is still destabilized. U.S. oil companies are going to Iraq, and Iraq is going to be helping U.S. oil companies. And he says the partners in the Middle East are willing to accept the U.S. imposing a fee for protection, not a fee for passage, because there's an international waterway, but helping pay for our Navy and what we're spending to help protect and keep the Strait of Hormuz open. Of course, the Iranians will continue to try to hit and bomb any cargo ship or military ship they can. We've got to make sure they cannot do so. Coming up, Mark Levin on the passing of Senator Lindsey Graham. And Levin responds to those who called Lindsey Graham a warmonger. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beale to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Lindsey Graham was a remarkable statesman, a remarkable leader. He had 100 senators. He was a standout among 100. And why was he a standout? He was funny. He had a great personality, and all that is true. He was a character, but he was a principled man. And I resent when people call him a warmonger. What's a warmonger? This is a man who saw our allies under attack, and he came to the defense of our allies. He saw innocent people who wanted liberation, and he came to the defense of innocent people who wanted liberation. That's why he is loved by the Persian people. He is loved by the Israeli people. He is loved by the Ukrainian people, and he's loved by the Taiwanese people. Because all those countries have had to deal with tyrants, fascists, communists, Islamists, one evil after another. And Lindsey wasn't afraid to speak out on their behalf. He wasn't afraid to travel all over the world over and over and over again to meet their leaders.
That is Mark Levin last night on Sean Hannity talking about the passing of Senator Lindsey Graham. The governor of South Carolina did pick his sister, Darlene Graham Norton, to serve as interim senator. That would be through the remainder of his term, which ends coming January. He was in the running again to serve and was likely going to win. And of course, the left is looking at a chance maybe to really go after that seat now. I don't think that's going to be possible. But the question is, inside the Republican Party, who are they going to put up to run in his stead? And will they have a coalition, an understanding and cooperation, or will there be infighting? South Carolina Congresswoman Mace, Nancy Mace, they're all trying to be delicate here, not saying, I want to rush in. They respect and admire Lindsey and his family. You don't want to be pushing me next before he's even in the ground. But the political issue is, a decision has to be made. There will be a special election coming up next month in South Carolina to get a candidate ready to go on the November ballot. There might have to be a primary in addition to what they're trying to set up. Mace will probably be considered. Former Congressman, South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy being considered. I think he could be an outstanding choice, but that's going to be up to the South Carolina residents. In the meantime, Graham's sister said, I want to thank the governor for selecting me to serve the remainder of my brother's term. He's always been there for me, and now I will be there for him. And Mark Levin was talking about his relationship with Senator Lindsey Graham.
I didn't know him, and I didn't really support him all the time, but I supported him now, and I endorsed his election. As a matter of fact, I said to him, now, Senator, I'm going to endorse you. He said, really? That'll be great. I said, is that going to hurt you or help you? He said, in South Carolina, that's going to help me. And so I endorsed him, because a lot of other people wouldn't. He was not a warmonger. He was a humanitarian. And he believed that the United States should use its strength, its superpower position, to help people who needed help. He didn't believe in helping all people. He wasn't a fool. He understood. But he also understood evil. And he looked at Israel and he said, they share our values. We share the Holy Land. They are surrounded. 9 million people, 7 million Jews, by a quarter of a billion people, many of whom want to destroy them. And so he defended them. He looks at Taiwan. He sees a tiny island of people, a democracy, of people who want to be free, and he wants to defend them.
That is, again, Mark Levin on Senator Graham. As I told you yesterday, I have not always agreed with Graham and thought he was weak in some areas and overstepping the bounds in some other areas. But again, he was a patriot. And see, that proves again that we don't have to always agree in lockstep. If you're a patriot to begin with, there's a starting point. And yet, many on the left were trashing Graham's past. I mean, they could not wait to jump on and throw trash and slurs at him. As I told you yesterday, a couple of the media outlets, including one conservative that didn't like Graham, saying, good riddance. I want you to stop and consider something. If Joe Biden had died in office, I would have thought that's good for the country if we can redirect the country, but I would not be saying good riddance. I wouldn't be saying that right now for Mondaming. I don't know where you come up from the depths of your soul with such a statement about a man or woman who has been doing what they can. Now, if they're a Hitler, and that's not Trump, despite what the left will tell you, to come out and say good riddance. There's a St. Bonaventure University professor facing backlash because of what he put up on his social media post about Lindsey Graham and his death. He deleted it in less than 12 hours. And of course, this is prompting renewed scrutiny of political rhetoric on college campuses. Free speech is there, yes, but there's also should be something called common sense and maybe just civility. This is a political science professor at the private university in Western New York. And he spent in a message Saturday evening celebrating Graham's death with inflammatory language, ending with the phrase, rest in hell. Again, some decency, some civility. By early the next day, about 5:09, according to Campus Reform, that account had deleted the post and published an apology acknowledging it was inappropriate, disrespectful, not compassionate. You think? You didn't think when you wrote it, or you really did and you thought you'd get away with it. The full statement that he'd posted, Graham was certified anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, anti-Muslim, bloodthirsty bigot. Now, I will agree that he was anti-jihadist and Islamic, but he was not anti-Palestinian, nor anti-Arab, nor anti-Muslim. The post went on to say he personified belligerence and evil. He supported every savage war Israel launched against the Palestinians, the Lebanese and the Syrians, the Iranians, the Iraqis, and the Yemenis. He said he genuinely endorsed Israel's genocidal war, supporting the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. He never did that. But again, he also called him a merciless warmonger and a bigot. Rest in hell. In his apology, read in part, I want to sincerely apologize for the post regarding the passing of Senator Graham. My words were inappropriate and disrespectful and failed to show compassion during time of loss and grief. I regretted the post and the words I used. Spokesperson for St. Bonaventure University said, "We're aware of the post and the apology." His post was clearly not aligned with our university mission and values. We will be addressing the situation with him to ensure that the San Franciscan values are maintained and lived out at St. Bonaventure. Well, you have in your midst a guy that has clearly identified that he is a political Hamas zealot, practicing as a professor of science, political science at St. Bonaventure, a Franciscan private university. And then, of course, you have CNBC rigging the ranking of America's 10 worst states to live in. When I read this list to you shortly, in our next segment, you're going to say, where in the hell did they come up with that? And I'm going to agree with you. But that'll be coming up in a moment. But before that, let me tell you this about another radical who does not know how to keep her words contained. Former Vice President Harris, trying to deliver a motivation speech to the WNBA Los Angeles Sparks. Critics say, once again, it's word salad. She said, "I travel our country, young girls, boys, people of every gender, background, race, every gender, there are only two, watch the W and understand how inspiring it is. So keep doing what you're doing. You're impacting people you meet." She made zero sense. But consider the source. There's your answer. Coming up, dealing with our economy.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving, 314-241-0600, 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate, McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This nation was built on law, order, and pride. Immigrants came through the front door with papers in hand and hearts full of hope. But that America was betrayed by Democrats. They didn't lose control of the border. They opened the floodgates on purpose. 20 million poured in. Cartels, rapists, traffickers, funded by you, enabled by them. This wasn't immigration, it was an invasion by design. And we paid the price in chaos, in crime, in blood, while traitors in suits handed out benefits with our money. But now comes the reckoning. We're not deporting immigrants. We're deporting lawlessness and those who sold this country out. Law, order, sovereignty. Without them, we don't have a country. So now it's time for retribution, for justice. You don't get to destroy America and stay in it.
Does that sound a little bit like Tony Soprano of The Sopranos? Well, yes, it does, Larry. And you know why? Because it's AI-generated by a group called Dilly Memes, but basically using that AI-generated voice for Tony Soprano talking about how the Democrats have destroyed our country, and they continue to do so. And it did not happen by chance. They did it on purpose. And that's the Democrats we are dealing with before the far, far left actually got into control. It was bad enough for the Democrats surrounding Biden, not only during his election, but running up to it, and already acknowledging they believed in open borders. But now we're seeing the far left that was considered the far left look more moderate, being hijacked by Marxist communists and those who say we need to not only defund ICE, we need to get rid of it, and we need to get rid of the Supreme Court, and we need to get rid of Congress. You're eventually leading your trail to a king, which I thought they didn't want. Oh, but they do. They do if it's their king. The leftists are absolutely confused at this point, and understandably, because when you have no moral compass, you cannot really turn things around. You're stuck where you are. And they know that. I mentioned going into the break about where we stand on our economy. Consumer prices did fall sharply in June. That is thanks to some relief at the gas pump. But there's been a broad decline in inflation. Again, this is from the Department of Labor, and they say the consumer price index fell 0.4% last month compared to May. That's the largest decline since 2020. Still, compared with a year ago, prices are 3.5% higher. Core prices, which exclude food and energy, were flat compared with the prior month. Well, every time I see numbers excluding core prices of things essential, food and energy, I say, you can't, you know, when you look at a number that does not include those, you're not giving the American public a true understanding. And the mom going through the grocery store right now has a better understanding than these economists. Excuse me. Pick me up something for my throat when you're in the store, will you? I appreciate it. But they do point out that when you look at the core prices, energy prices fell 5.7% in June. Now, in May, they went up 3.9%. so it retracted a little bit. Gasoline prices fell 9.7% in June, but they'd gone up 7% in May. So again, it's not exactly where we want it. But in March, it was up 21%. We had the CEO of an oil drilling corporation on earlier talking about, he said, problem is the law of supply and demand is constant. Now, with the opening of, by Trump's executive order, some lands in Utah being redesignated, not federal reserves and lands, 3 million acres were included. He's reduced it down to 300,000 acres. That's going to open up a lot of land for drilling. Excavation is needed. And, of course, the Democrats want to tell you, we're the party pushing affordability. In fact, in January, Senate Minority Leader Schumer promised the nation, if Democrats capture the majority of the Senate, lowering cost will be our North Star. He lies. He lies. They're not going to care about the economy. If so, they would have already been doing something about it when they've had all this opportunity. In Feb, the House New Democrat Coalition rolled out its affordability agenda, claiming that Trump is making you pay more and more and more. The question some are raising, where were these inflation hawks during Joe Biden's 4 years in the White House when the consumer price index soared above 9%, the highest in more than 40 years, and the cost of living went up 20%? That was during the Biden administration when they were supposedly all in control. And then you got New York City Mondami claiming that they had won their primary because New Yorkers have stood up for a city they can afford. Democrats have been in charge of New York for decades. They're the ones who made that city unaffordable. And right now they continue to push stupid wage increase laws and more taxes to cover shortfalls, not only in New York, but obviously in California and others. And then you look at the CNBC ranking of America's 10 worst states to live in. Listen to this list. 10 worst states to live in, based on, quote, affordability. Tennessee, Texas, Indiana, Louisiana, Georgia, Utah, Missouri, Alabama, Oklahoma, Arkansas. Is it just a coinky-dinky that Trump won in all of those same states? And of the 10 states listed as CNBC's worst, 9 of them had a net population increase in 2025. A net increase. Larry Kudlow had Stephen Moore, economist, on talking about when you're looking at what is happening across our nation and for the cities and states that are not doing as well, that list from CNBC, you can clearly tell it is rigged.
Steve Moore, tax hikes, California tax hikes, okay? Just a couple that I found. Taxing, increasing the tax on private health insurance, increasing the tax on software purchases, increasing the tax on all manner of wealth and income, okay? Mm-hmm. All this stuff. If it moves in California, they want to tax it, the Democrats, that is. Now, the question is, can our friend Steve Hilton stop that? But what is up with them? Well, I mean, what is that? Do they not understand that people can vote with their feet and their money and just leave the place?
Well, they should. California, for the first time in history, you can go to votewithyourfeet.com and you can look up these numbers on our website. You can just click on California and see where people are going. But California, in the last 10 or 11 years, has lost almost 2 million people. 2 million people. Throughout all of American history, people were going to California. Now taxes are so high, people are leaving. And they're going to Alabama. They're going to Arkansas. You know, it's like a reverse Beverly Hillbillies effect that we're seeing.
That's Steve Moore with Larry Kudlow talking about, no, all those states are losing population. And they are voting with their feet. I think last week they opened the Texas Stock Exchange. I don't know that's going to be directly in competition with the New York Stock Exchange, but it is showing a seismic shift away from New York, blue city, blue state. I'm looking at Breitbart. They did a review of some of these discussions of which states are the worst to live in. And the writer raises this question. How did CNBC rig this thing, in their words, where 9 of America's most popular states top the list of the 10 worst states to live in, and all 10 of them are red states? He says, easy. A retarded criterion. Per CNBC, and I'm quoting, crime rates, air quality, healthcare access, worker protections, civil rights laws are among the factors that can hurt a state in the quality of life rankings. In some part, that is true. But if you're going to look at crime rates, if you're judging them strictly by crime rates, well, we know it's inflated in Democrat-run cities and states, and they are always underreporting anyway. The FBI acknowledges we want the states to give us information on their crimes, and they will not supply a lot of them. As of 2024, Memphis, Little Rock, Kansas City, St. Louis, Birmingham, New Orleans, Houston, Indianapolis have some of the highest crime rates in the country. And every one of the cities I just named are run by Democrats, and in most cases have been run by Democrats for decades. So if you're looking for violent crimes, then there's where you don't want to live. Isn't that true? Hate crimes, you don't want to live in a place where hate crimes exist, and yet, again, that happens there. But they want to put in, you know, got to worry about air quality, healthcare access, which I would agree with to that extent, worker protection, civil rights laws. That's how they rig what we just went through. Oh, and here's something else that's really going to set the hair on fire for Democrats. There's been talk of a presidential new bill, a $250 bill with Trump's picture on it. Now, personally, I'm not really to push for that. But, I mean, at one time, we didn't have a $50 bill. We didn't even have a $100 bill. Now, we've had a $10,000 bill that has since been withdrawn. But now there is word coming directly from Treasury Secretary Bessent in the near future. Trump will appear on the $100 bill. Be careful here. Be careful in what way it would be his signature.
These, with the president's signature, will be available.
When liberals see the signature, are they going to light it on fire?
Well, yeah, that's good for the U.S. government when they do it. So, you know, their hair's on fire, so they should keep the currency away from their hair.
I see the president's signature is probably the smallest he's ever written anything.
Well, you have to do your signature in a box, and there's trouble keeping it inside the lines.
Okay. Did he use a Sharpie?
He used a miniature Sharpie.
A mini Sharpie. Got it. And this doesn't cost any more money to the taxpayers to put his signature on?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. We rotate the currency always, so nothing extra to the taxpayer.
Nothing extra, just adding his signature. Now, what's on the $100 bill? Look at this. Those of you watching, I have a $100 bill in front of me. Whose picture is that? Ben Franklin. Whose signatures exist on that? Oh, where did I get it? Told you I play poker. I thank many people for contributing for my $100 bill. We have on that the Secretary of the Treasury. That'd be Scott Bessent. His signature will be there. It is now. We also have the, got to read it closely, the treasurer of the U.S. His signature is on there. I guess Trump's name is going to go on that side. That would be, as you're looking at it, to the left of Ben Franklin. I don't think they're taking anyone's off. I didn't hear that. But either way, it's going to upset a lot of Democrats. Okay, you don't want your $100 bills? Here, I'll give you a 20 for 100. How's that? You can have a $20 bill. Doesn't have a signature. Oh, it's going to upset a lot of them. In the meantime, we've been talking previously about what's going to happen in South Carolina, who's going to end up running to replace Lindsey Graham, his sister appointed to fill out his term up until January. There's been talk of Trey Gowdy, former congressman from South Carolina, current Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and now word coming from Trump that he might want to be taking a look and endorsing a young Republican, Russell Fry. He had toppled Tom Rice in the primary. Rice was one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. So Trump is suggesting maybe Russell Fry. Will that carry any weight? It could. In the meantime, a reminder, Trump is delivering a primetime speech Thursday, two nights from now. That will start at the conclusion of Larry Connors USA. He's always obliged me to not do his speech in the middle of my program. So we'll have our entire program Thursday night, and immediately after that, we will switch you to the president's speech. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you guys for listening. Join us again tomorrow, and remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.